This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Hello. In the traditional motion picture story, the villains are usually defeated. The ending is a happy one. I can make no such promise for the picture you're about to watch. The story isn't over. You and the audience are part of the conflict.
We have before us the opportunity to forge for ourselves and for future generations a new world order, a world where the rule of law, not the law of the jungle, governs the conduct of nations. When we are successful, and we will be, we have a real chance at this new world order, an order in which a credible United Nations can use its peacekeeping role to fulfill the promise and vision of the UN's founders.
9-3-0-2-8.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
We government, Republicans and Democrats, were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City. But it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Gleason and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. So welcome aboard. Like I said, we've got just a ton of things. It's like every single news day. It's a banner news day. It's just, it's the way it's working with the Trump administration. You know, of course, we had to fight through the lies and the deceptions of the Obama administration. Now we're just fighting to save this nation and get ourselves free from the swamp. Freedom from the swamp. It's just a challenge every single day with Donald Trump. And, you know, he's on the right path. There's no question about it. Else they would not be screaming and shouting. The old adage, you know, if you're over the target, you're going to get a lot of flack, right? And he's certainly getting a lot of flack on some of his ideas right now of perhaps maybe the Insurrection Act is coming into play. It was kind of interesting yesterday. I was in the car and I was cruising around and I was listening to other radio talk show hosts, which I very seldom do because, you know, it's verboten, I guess you could say, for a radio talk show host to listen to another radio talk show host. And it's not, I said to myself when I started this whole thing with radio, I said, I'm going to listen to everybody, I'm going to get all these ideas. And then you find out listening to other people as a radio, their shows, you learn some things, but, you know, to make it like a habit like it used to be when I was not a radio talk show host, that just doesn't work. It's too confusing because it takes you off your message. I have my own message, my own delivery, my own way of doing things. That's my individuality as a radio talk show host. And I find that it messes you up. You know, you get clouded with other people's thought processes. And so, anyway, that's why I do things the way I do them. And I think that's really kind of the way it is with other talk show. I talk to other radio talk show, and they do the same thing. They have their person or one or two people that they kind of chime in on and listen to some of the gambits. Or, you know, what do you, or we talk to each, shockingly, radio talk show hosts talk to one another. It's because it's your business, you know, it's your business. Anyway, so I don't know why I went off on that, but it's just to say that the discussion was really all about the Insurrection Act yesterday. That seems to be the central theme of discussion. And it wasn't just in the radio realm. I changed it to listen to a couple of other radio hosts, and they're saying the same thing. They'll go, boy, we're stuck on insurrection or something, right? Like there's an insurrection going on. And of course, there is an insurrection going on. And the insurrection is going on in very liberal states. The president recognizes that. And I would suspect that, as any good president would do to bring some of these things to heel, so to speak, he would definitely be doing the Insurrection Act. And I in one or two places, Seattle, maybe almost he threatened to do it if the mayor there didn't do their thing. And, of course, he has every right to do this, by the way. The president has every right to bring in federal troops into cities or any other place, as long as, especially if they're damaging federal property. He has every right to do that. And he has every right to protect American citizens if they're not being protected by their own state. And this is the beef we make all the time on our grievances that we say. Today actually is a grievance day, so we'll be probably reading you some of the excerpts from the latest grievance number 13, chapter 2, and it deals with all this. The president has a duty, a responsibility to maintain order and provide safety. It's a guarantee under what's known as the Guarantee Clause, Article 4, Section 4 of the Constitution, to be free of domestic violence. That's a major guarantee. So if there's insurrection going on, he can quell it. And that's what happened in the Insurrection Act of 1807, which has been utilized. The last time it was utilized on a grand scale was the L.A. riots. And the president at the time, President Bush, did exactly that. He brought in the federal troops and it quelled the rioting. Now, we've had a state of insurrection brewing, and it's not been handled by, of course, the governor of Oregon and, of course, the mayor of Portland. I mean, they've had insurrection stuff going on all day long. And, of course, what happened in Chicago just the last couple of days is just another example of why the federal government probably needs to be brought in. This whole issue of Chicago in particular is just outrageous. 10 people. We reported yesterday, and quite frankly, I haven't gotten the latest up to date on what's going on, but it's pretty clear that something bad is going on in Chicago. It has been going on. And of course, Mayor Lightfoot, or lightheaded, I think, lighthead. No, I'm not going to start off with all that stuff. But anyway, she has been not real supportive of her police. That's probably what I'm just being polite here. As most of these people have not been, the mayor of Portland, as an example, just let them run, you know, just let them riot. Just let them do destruction. Just let them do these kind of things, because kids will be kids after all, right? Anyway, and of course, the great thing, the classic liberal communist thing to do by the communist Portland mayor is to turn it around on the feds. It's the feds that are provoking all that. When they brought in the feds were the ones who have been escalating this, right? The trouble that they have. Really? They've been the ones? And of course, it's their own police that haven't been doing the job. Or actually, if you think about it, it was this mayor who was telling them to stand down and allowing the protesters to riot. Now, there's a difference between peaceful protest. We all have a guarantee for that. we don't have a guarantee for rioting. And so it's nightly rioting now for 50-some days in Portland. Yet this mayor wants to let them riot and don't bring in the federal troops. Well, not even to protect the federal property. Well, and they, of course, we have a right to do that. We, this, the federal government has a right to protect federal property. Yet this Portland mayor doesn't want that to happen because, you know, it's after all, you bring in those, it's all the federal troops' problems. They're there. You have some marshals there that are protecting property. And guess what? Guess what? They're causing the violence in Portland. Sick and twisted logic, as usual, coming from a good communist. That's the way they do things in Portland. So, anyway, mom of Horace Anderson, 19-year-old killed in Seattle's CHOP district, sues the city. You betcha she should. And she's going to get a big award. Speaking of cleaning up some old business in CHOP, right? Of course, the threat of the federal troops coming in to clean that little nest of evildoers forced them to clean up the CHOP area, didn't it? But Portland, oh no, they're not going to do that because they're good communists in Portland. Yep. As the city just sinks and sinks and sinks, and it's all Donald Trump's fault for the sinking, right? They allow them to riot. They give them, you do whatever you want to do because it's a riot. Go ahead. Kill and maim and all that other good stuff. We'll just let you. And guess what? Chaos reigns supreme. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops
pops on. If it, your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
Story that apparently the president of the Fraternal Order of Police in Chicago asked the president, please, the mayor here is inept, doesn't know what she's doing, send in the feds. According to John Roberts, as of last night, there were no plans to send further law enforcement from the federal level in across these communities. But, you know, the president's taking a lot of heat for doing just that because the mayors are going, we didn't ask for them, we don't need them.
Well, look, I think if you are a left-wing radical Democrat and you don't mind seeing the federal courthouse in Portland under attack and you're unwilling to defend it, I don't know what grounds you have to stand on. If you're the mayor of radical left-wing Democratic mayor of Seattle and you think taking over six or seven square blocks creates a summer of love until, of course, people start getting killed, or if you're the mayor of Chicago, you know, Chicago, New York, in one weekend, had 152 Americans shot in one weekend. Now, at what point does the President of the United States have an obligation to defend innocent Americans whose city governments refuse to defend them? You may remember in the 60s, the government sent the FBI into Mississippi when civil rights workers were being killed, and it was clear that the local police would not hunt down who killed him. Mm-hmm. And so, and because they were Americans, they deserve protection. The only test I give every American is this. If you've had 6 or 7 weeks of rioting in Portland, you have a left-wing mayor, a Democratic mayor, who refuses to defend the American government's courthouse, what's the obligation of the President of the United States? Just let him burn down the courthouse or to go in and defend it? And I think the president ultimately has no choice except to defend federal property and, frankly, at some point, to step in and defend American citizens.
Oh, defend American citizens. What a concept. What a concept. Defend American citizens. Well, let's see. We're looking at the guarantee clause here of the Constitution. That's really what we're looking at. And I don't know what part of this part the mayor, if you don't know your Constitution, it's clear that you have no respect for it, right? I mean, if you haven't read it, if you haven't studied it, and by the way, it's a short document. I think the mayor of Portland and these other radicalized mayors, they don't understand the words. So a good Merriam dictionary, right? Webster, or maybe one of those dictionaries, as you read through the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, just study those words. Listen, all three of those documents are very short. You can put it in your pocket version of your Constitution. You see those little pocket constitutions? They're perfect. And they have all three documents there. That's how short it is. It's a quick read, trust me. You can get from page, I think it's like 8 or 9 pages long in these pocket constitutions. It's not long. But those words, boy, you better buff up on your vocabulary. Understand, like Antonin Scalia says, words have meaning. Shocking. I know you're shocked by that, but you know, when you're an illiterate, that's what it is. These people are illiterates when it comes to Constitution. Of course, they study Saul Alinsky and Mao Zedong. Did I say that right? Mao Zedong. Yeah, when you study Stalin, Karl Marx, Friedrich Engels, and the rest of the totalitarians over the history, when you study them, guess what? Shockingly, you don't know squat about the Constitution. But you swore an oath to the Constitution. Where is it in your oath to the Constitution that you have all these issues, huh? That you can permit all these issues? If you swore an oath to the Constitution to protect and defend the Constitution, yet you don't understand the Constitution, yet you're illiterate in the Constitution, you're probably going to make a mistake when it comes to the Constitution and its interpretation. Which, you know, I'm not even going to give you that, because you're Marxist. You're totalitarians. You're communists. You want to overthrow this country. It's really very easily seen that there's a coordinated design behind all this stuff, because you have every liberal mayor, every liberal governor who's got these problems. And in Portland, they have the problem, as you've just heard from Newt Gingrich. And again, he's substantiating everything we're saying about Article 4, Section 4 of the Constitution. It's very, very plain to see in Article 4, Section 4 of the Constitution what it actually means. Shocking. Absolutely. We have some doink moments coming up. I'm going to read this to you. This is what Article 4, Section 4 states of the Constitution. It's on our grievance every day. Every day we write a grievance, it's right here. It's repetitive. Répétez, s'il vous plaît. Every Tuesday we have it. Because people are standing in violation. The governor of California is violating our Fourth Amendment rights. It's clear. He's not only doing that, but he's doing some other things. He's violating the Sixth Amendment. That's another thing. The Supremacy Clause. And you've heard people like Trey Gowdy talk about this. That's really why I heard Trey Gowdy talking yesterday about Insurrection Act and Supremacy Clause. And I don't know. He was talking specifically when I was listening to him. I only listened for a little bit. He was talking specifically about the Supremacy Clause, Article 6. But I'm going to read to you right now so you understand clearly where this is at in the Constitution. The Constitution is comprised of articles, right? And these articles are like, you know, chapters. Chapter titles is what they're like. And this is Article 4, Section 4 of the Constitution. This is the salient part of what's called the Guarantee Clause. It says the United States Constitution, Article 4, Section 4, the United States shall guarantee to every state in this union a republican form of government and shall protect each of them against invasion and on application of the legislature or the executive when the legislature cannot be convened against domestic violence. Three elements. You have to guarantee a republican form of government, you have to protect against invasion and on application of the legislature or of the executive when the legislature cannot be convened against domestic violence. That's what's going on. That's what's going on. They're violating that. Portland's violating that. It's like for everybody to see. It's so far out there, it's out there, right? What's going to happen when the president comes marching in for Gavin Newsom? That's going to happen. 60 days, ladies and gentlemen, 60 days. I'm just saying, you cannot get over it. You cannot get over it. So Portland protesters clash with feds as downtown violence escalates overnight. This is the overnight report. By the way, we're getting up to a couple minutes. After the break, we're going to give you the Rasmussen report. We're going to give you that one. So violence escalates overnight between feds protesters after thousands march in Portland, downtown Portland. Portland moms and dads marched in droves Monday night, joining downtown protesters in a demonstration that would later swell overnight and amid escalating tensions with feds in the city, according to multiple reports. It says on the 54th night of demonstrations, the group of parents dressed in yellow and orange marched from downtown waterfront to the Justice Center. They repeatedly set off to meet up with and protect protesters who they said had been gassed or injured by federal officers. Really? Is that what they said? The parents? I wonder how many of these were really parents. Mom, Megan Kelly, told Portland's KATU. Ah, I found it wrong. The federal government was trying to come in here and prevent people from protesting. Right. And destroying things. Right. There you go.
We'll be back. Doing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
The affirmative task we have now is to actually create a new world order.
So as another night of chaos goes on in Portland, we get all kinds of crazy things going on, right? Yep. All kinds of crazy things going on. So with this is the article out of Fox News. They seem to have the best on this one. Of course, they're calling for defunding the police, right? So now what you have here is you get granny involved. You get the moms involved. So this is what they ended up with. And this isn't, I think Tucker has a thing about going on with Chicago. We're going to talk about that in a second. So the article is, violence escalates overnight between feds protesters after thousands of march in Portland, Oregon. Says, Portland moms and dads marched in droves Monday night, joining downtown protesters in a demonstration that would later swell overnight amid escalating tensions with the feds in the city, according to multiple reports. On the the 54th night of demonstrations, the group of parents dressed in yellow and orange marched from the downtown waterfront to the Justice Center. They reportedly set off to meet up and protect protesters who they said had been gassed or injured by federal officers. I found it wrong that the federal government was trying to come here and prevent people from protesting and exercising the right to assemble and protest, mob Megyn Kelly told Portland KATU. And then they got a little sub-article. Mayors of Portland, Chicago, Atlanta, and other big cities demand federal forces withdraw. Okay. So just then what? Then what? Okay, I want you to see how this is going to degenerate into something bigger, okay? Because there's really thousands of people, including the grannies, including the mamas, and everybody else that are out here. There's got a picture of a granny says, please, feds leave Portland. Right, okay. So far so good in this report. It's kind of like, I'm trying to get you through the time. It's early in the protest. Portland has experienced weeks of unrest following police-involved death of George Floyd in Minneapolis. President Trump has insisted that federal troops are needed to protect government assets in Portland, but the city's mayor has called on Trump to remove federal agents sent there. And that's that big, the dorky-looking guy who comes in. That guy comes on. Says the city's Democratic leadership has criticized for its response. Says the elected officials have condoned the destruction and chaos in the city, said Daryl Turner, the head of the Portland Police Association, on Sunday. State Attorney General Ellen Rosenblum claimed in court papers that masked federal officers have arrested people on the street far from the courthouse with no probable cause and whisked them away in unmarked cars. And, of course, they chased the person down who was doing the damage to the federal court. That's what happened, and she leaves that part out. Of course she does. Says the group's called the Wall of Moms and PDX Dad Pod. PDX Dad Pod. Left around 9 p.m. and were later captured on social media in front of the Justice Center, eventually joining a crowd of thousands that reportedly stretched across the whole block. And then they've got Mike Baker, @ByMikeBaker, says the protest crowds in Portland continue to grow in response to the arrival of the feds. There are probably about 2,000 people right, this is his tweet, people right here now in front of the Justice Center with moms in yellow lined up in front, stretching across a whole block. It's still early in the night, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, so around 9 o'clock. It says 9:27, actually, when this thing was taken. It says the parents and others were seen chanting and singing. I thought that was verboten. Well, that's California, that's right. You can't chant, sing, because you spit, right? Well, that's in church, but you can do that here. I mean, a peaceful protest is about ready to become unpeaceful. Hands up, please don't shoot. Demonstrators said they would remain nonviolent in protest as long as the federal officers in the city, the station reported. That's the TV station. Sergio Olmos, this is yesterday. What is the time? They don't have a time stamp on this one. Says moms are singing. It's 16 second little clip. Let's get down to it and see what it says. Okay, we got that one. There's another one. This mom's singing lullaby. Hands up, please don't shoot. This may be the same thing. Oh, that's cute.
Hands up, please don't shoot me. Hands up, please don't shoot me. Hands up, please don't.
I was just kind of singing along there. Just before midnight. Shocking. This was taken at 9:11 p.m. So moms and dads and grandparents, they're there with the kids, and they're doing lullabies. Instead of singing lullabies to go to bed, this is at 9:11. Well, you know, listen, we're older, right? So by midnight, it's over for them. The parents are gone, the grandparents. But then you get this in the article. Just before midnight, the unrest began to swell as protesters were seen knocking and coming close to the courthouse building, which resulted in federal officers setting off smoke gas, according to the Oregonian. Some people started to tear off the plywood in front of the building at 12:20. It's kind of where are these? Where is this little group going with this? See, they need this at 12:20. Hands up, please don't shoot. Little lullaby by the parents, right? But the parents are gone, so when the parents are gone, what are the teenagers going to do, right? What are the kids going to do? They're going to riot, but that's okay. So they just set off the riot. You know, they were the primer. They were the disguise. And then Andy Nagel. Rioters are seen tearing away the protective barrier of the Portland Federal Courthouse piece by piece. Well, you know, okay. Hundreds of people are clogging the area along West 3rd Street outside the federal courthouse. Oh, I'm sorry. Let me play this tune for you so you can kind of get this one, right? Oh, there you go. Tearing away all the protective stuff. Yeah, they're just tearing it away. Pounding. Sound a little loud there. I mean, well, this is what happens when you tear things down, right? Now they're breaking, looks like hardened glass. They're not going to get through that business. There you go. Just more pounding. This is a 2-minute clip here. Oh, yeah, here we go. Kind of a surprise when they get in. You're going to get in. But, you know, listen. This isn't even a quiet riot. Back in the day, we called them quiet riots. Just, you know, the passive-aggressive people. The quiet riots. So here you have this situation going on. It's now 12:45 p.m. on this one. So they're breaking in. They're tearing everything down. Right? Now, I guess it's just okay to do that, right? Tear down the federal... But so the federal building's not being protected by the Portland police. Where's the Portland police when you need them? Let's go ask the mayor. So the Portland police, I'm sorry, this is their response. Portland police, 11:48 p.m. Hundreds of people are clogging. This is what they put out. Oh, my God. Hundreds of people are clogging the area. Southwest 3rd Avenue, outside the federal courthouse and packing into the portico. They're packing into the portico on the west side. This activity is being live streamed on many sites. Avoid the area for safety. Really? Avoid the area for safety. Police would later acknowledge that federal law enforcement, they deployed CS gas, also known as tear gas. We'll be back.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF. Defense Enabling Assisting Framework protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is, we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Okay, doink for you. No doink for you. Yes, no doink for you. It's amazing. It is sometimes art imitates life and life imitates art, right? Right, right. Just a little, there's so much going on. This is the moment when I have a secret and I can't tell you. But I gotta tell you, you know, there's so much going on. Everybody's doinking me here now. Stop it. So you're gonna get read the grievance today, so you'll understand what's going on about doink. Yeah, the governor's a doink. He's being doinked by the president. You just can't make some of this stuff up that we deal with here on Agenda 21 Radio. You just can't. So that Portland, here's another little clown, right? It's the Portland mayor. Anyway, so they go on with this thing. They're telling people now it's 12:34, and they're tweeting out the Portland police. They're tweeting it out. Avoid the area. We're not going to put out the police, but avoid the area. They're tearing down the building. It's okay, right? Because it's peaceful protesting after all. That they're smashing and clunking and all this good stuff. They've got this one. This is at 12:54. A rotated version of the clip from earlier of protesters de-arresting a comrade that a fed went after. Oh, here we go. Let's see what this is all about. Screaming, yelling. Oh, they're beating up the Fed. That's not a good idea. That is not a good idea. See, that's what I'm talking about. If a federal officer is on federal property and you touch him, you go to jail big time. And then we have another one here. This is at 1:15 a.m. Oh, shock! Where's Grandma? Where's Mama? Where's Joe Mama in all this? Right?
There's no need.
So the guys, they've pushed everybody back. Yeah, this is the sounds of CS gas being sprayed out there and all that good stuff. Yeah.
These two are playing soccer now.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting the people are claiming their federal property, which, of course, that's not the way the Constitution works. And anyway, so this is becoming quite the little game in Portland. Now you have the grandma and grandpa. But, you know, they leave before, and then they let the kids do all the tearing down and all that other good stuff. So that's just wonderful when you have parents that are enabling violence, right? So that's a problem. That's a problem. And I guess Portland's just going to be that thriving, bustling little place that I remember going through, when they say it's overreach, right? Overreach by the feds. Not so much. Not so much. Now we're going to go pay the visit, as we always do at this time. Well, you know, shockingly, we got to pay another visit. I'm going to do this right now real quick to get this one out of here. Where does the president sit right now after on approval? Yesterday he was at 46%. And remember, 46% on a Monday, the trend was big because we're talking from 42 to 44 to 46% on Mondays, the last three Mondays. That's the trend it's been. So now this Monday, when this just came out because it's 9:50 East Coast time right now, on the other, it's 40. Listen, drum roll, please. 46% yesterday, and that follows 44% a week prior to that on Monday, and 42% a week prior to that. Right now, today, after just a few minutes ago, the release by the presidential tracking poll is that Donald J. Trump sits at 40. Well, he's sitting in a different number than the 46%. Am I teasing you? Of course I am, because I can, and I want to. I'm titillating you a little bit. This is the Rasmussen Report daily tracking poll for Tuesday shows that 48% of likely U.S. voters approve of President Trump's job performance. Shocking. Shocking. I've told you there's a trend here. There's a trend. And you know what? Shockingly, this is the other trend. How do you shake this trend? This is 8 years ago. July 21st, 2012, total approval for Obama was 48%. See, there's something to it. I'm telling you, the miasma out there of the nation at this time of year. Is it the sun and the declining amount of sunlight that we're experiencing on this date, on June 21st or July 21st? Because, you know, listen, it was a month ago, you know, we had the longest day of the year. June 21st, right? And each day it gets shorter and shorter and shorter and shorter. You know, I used to live in the mountains, the Sierras, at about almost 8,000 feet. And I tell you that, you know, as the days get shorter, then, you know, the leaves start to change and all kinds of winter starts to, well, the fall comes. And when I was living up at that altitude, it was very obvious. You'd look up at the trees. The quaking aspen, beautiful trees, by the way. The quaking aspens. And I swear, on June 22nd, they would start to turn yellow. And they get more yellows, and of course, fall off. You get brilliantly yellow in a month or so. And that's what, how sensitive are they? They're sensitive, little suckers. 48% trend, my friend. We'll be back.
My best friend, my rock, my son, Dominic, my only child, was also killed by an illegal immigrant. I call them illegal aliens.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
One zero.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Okay, so the president's numbers are up. 48% approval after yesterday's Monday stellar performance of 46%. Trend, my friend. That's where that statement comes in. And, you know, he starts taking – what's happening is that he's starting to talk about law and order as opposed to the left, which talks about law and disorder. And, you know, it's absolutely amazing. It's absolutely amazing when you listen to some of these mayors, especially Lightfoot. I mean, how do you justify your attacks on the police, defunding the police, and every weekend there's 10 to 15 people murdered in your own city? How the hell do you try? How do you do that? I mean, that's okay. I mean, that's just okay for her. The murder and slaughter and mayhem. I mean, it's just, you know, it's like a war zone. It's worse than a war zone in there. And then you had the riot that was going on there with the Christopher Columbus thing. That was the stage riot. They came in, several thousand protesters, they say. A couple thousand looked like to me. Not even that many. But they had it all organized. Oh, yeah, they froze bottles of water, plastic bottles, and they had camouflage from cameras by black umbrellas. And as they were walking along, they were scattering all the materials to throw against the police. How well thought out is that? This is communism, folks. This is National Socialism. The Nazis, this is their stuff that they do. And our youth, some of them are, and even parents, grannies. Well, they had to go to bed, of course. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, 821R.com, and stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.